Now, next risk is a sovereign risk. Sovereign risk is referring to the risk that foreign government will default on its financial obligation or interfere with the ability to execute foreign exchange transaction, such as payment, transfer, conversion, and repatriation. This type of risk arises when doing the business with counterparties or operating in the countries with unstable political, economic, and regulatory environment. Nature of sovereign risk consists of, it arises at the country level risk, which is affecting both private and public sector foreign exchange dealings. Even if the private party is willing and able to pay, the government of the country may restrict or block the payment in foreign currency. It is also known as the transfer risk and country risk when it is linked to the FX and cross-border payments. Examples: in Argentina 2020, FX control and capital restrictions limiting the foreign investors' ability to repatriate fund. In 2020-23, Russia sanction and the capital control measures led to blocked payments and dozen assets. Sri Lanka in 2022, government suspended the foreign debt payment and restricted import payment. In Venezuela, the chronic currency and convertibility issue due to the hyperinflation and state controls. Impact of the sovereign risk will be, it is a blocked or delayed FX payment, forced conversion at non-market rates, then repudiation of the FX contracts, loss of investment, export earning, and dividend payment, and the global credit downgrades affect into investors' confidence. This sovereign risk can be mitigated by way of country risk assessment, limit exposure by country, use third country currency, political risk insurance, and structuring through the offshore jurisdiction. In addition to that, there are legal safeguards and diversification. Now, cross-country risk. This cross-country risk refers to the aggregate risk that arises when the business and the financial transactions involves more than one country, especially with the differing political, economic, legal, and regulatory and currency environment. Nature and scope of this cross-country risk is, cross-country risk becomes relevant when there is a transaction spans jurisdiction with a different monetary regime. Currency flows are subject to the local law and the capital control. One or more countries involved have the political and economic instability, and there are asymmetric in legal system, taxation, or financial infrastructure. The major component of the cross-country risk consists of the sovereign risk, transfer risk, currency risk, legal and regulatory risk, operational risk, and sanction risk. This description we have already covered under this, but this is major components of cross-country risk. Now, if we quote the example of, say, a company in India who exports the goods to the Argentina with the payment routed through the United States correspondent bank. Payment may be delayed due to the Argentina's FX control. Routing via US can raise the OFAC sanction issue. And if any sanction parties are involved, currency conversion from the Argentina peso is the currency of Argentina, to USD, then to INR, involves multi-currency exposure. Then why cross-currency risk matters in FX? Because it affects the settlement and repatriation of FX funds. It creates the legal ambiguity. It also increases the cost of hedging, and it makes the regulatory compliance more complex for banks and corporates. This risk can be mitigated due to jurisdictional risk assessment, legal structuring, and multi-currency hedging. Third-party risk transfer and due diligence and KYC, as well as diversification to avoid excessive dependency on high-risk jurisdiction. Next one is a legal risk. Legal risk is nothing but it is a foreign it is the potential for financial losses due to unforeseeable contract, unfavorable legal interpretation, or regulatory or non-compliance across the different jurisdiction which is involved in foreign exchange transaction. Legal risk arises when the legal enforceability of an FX contracts is uncertain or disrupted. The parties are operating under different legal system, creating the ambiguity in rights and obligations, and regulatory framework changes, making the existing FX dealing non-competent. Key source of legal risk is jurisdictional differences, where the contract governed by the law of one country but disputed by another country. Then ambiguous contracts, in that missing terms or delivery dates, currency or counterparty duties are not mentioned. Then regulatory non-compliance is due to violating the RBI, SEBI, OFAC or other compliance regulators, and unlicensed counterparties like FX trades with unauthorized dealer, FX trade with unauthorized dealer, or shell companies dealing with the shell companies. The force majeure clauses consist of vague or unforeseeable escape clauses during the geopolitical turmoils. The breach of sanction consists of entering into FX contract with entities under global sanction. If for the legal sanction, legal risk, if we can take the forward, we can take the example. For example, a forward foreign exchange contract is signed between an Indian firm and the company in sanctioned country. And that may be rendered illegal if new sanctions are imposed. A hedge contract governed by the New York law may not be enforceable in China due to the local currency regulations. And a trade executed without appropriate broad resolution or documentation may be challenged in the court of law. Legal risk implication is nothing but it is non-enforceability of FX contracts, losses from the fines, penalties, and legal dispute, damage due to the reputational and counterparty trust, and delays, settlement, or repatriation of funds. Legal risk mitigation strategy consists of use of standard control, choose the proper governing law, legal due diligence, then dispute resolution clauses should be incorporated, regulatory compliance is required to be reviewed under the contract, and the legal opinion letter is to be obtained from the respective jurisdiction, and the robust documentation to ensure that contract is clearly and defines the rights and obligations, dates and currencies, etc. Now, value at risk. Value at risk is a quantitative risk measure which is used to estimate the maximum potential loss or the foreign exchange position or portfolio over the specified time horizon at given confidence level. It answers the question, what question? What is the worst expected loss over the given period under the normal market condition at certain confidence level? The key component of the VAR consists of time horizon, confidence level, and loss amount. For example, if a treasury's one-day VaR at 99% confidence is rupees 1 crore, it means there is a 99% chance that the maximum daily loss on the FX portfolio will not exceed rupees 1 crore under the normal market condition. And the method of calculating of the VaR is, it is a parametric historical simulation and Monte Carlo simulation. The VaR is used in FX risk management for the purpose to limit setting for FX dealers and desks, then regulatory reporting under the Basel III for the banks, risk-adjusted performance measurement, then daily or weekly risk reporting to the Treasury, risk committee or capital allocation in FX exposure, and VaR in practice in foreign exchange consists of application like FX trading desk, where daily VaR limits per currency or traders is mentioned. Corporate treasuries always assesses the FX risk, foreign exchange risk of open position, and portfolio hedging decisions evaluates the impact of hedging or unhedged position on the total VaR, and stress testing is add-on which combines with the stress testing to the model extreme FX shocks. Now, limitations of VaR. Their limitations is assumption, normal market, historical dependence, does not show the tail losses, tall losses, or static position. It means the assumption of normal market under which it cannot predict the extreme or black swan event. Under historical dependence, results are only as good as the past data, and does not show the tail losses, that it tells that likely to happen, not worst case losses. And static position is nothing but assumption, no change, assuming that no change in the portfolio over a time period. Emerging risk management trends in 2024-25, it consists of the reshaping of how the corporate banks and treasuries are forecasting their measures and mitigate the forex risk. One is artificial intelligence, machine learning, and generative AI for the real-time risk decision. The financial institutions, they are widely using and integrating AI/ML tools and the large language model to monitor the currency market. Academic research and confirms advanced framework that it integrates the LLMs for monitoring equity, bond, and currency market in real time, offering more accurate risk predictions than the traditional model. Number two is a blockchain smart contract and transparency in settlement. This is something new. This is a distributed ledger technology, DLT, is being adopted in foreign exchange and the crypto market. Then pilot programs like Embridge and other CBDC initiative that demonstrate how the blockchain can facilitate a real-time foreign exchange and liquidity and a cross-border settlement under blockchain. Then rise of CBDC and impact on FX liquidity risk. The central bank, for example, Australia project, Acacia, and UK banks of England are advancing the wholesale CBDC, that is the central central-backed currency, the framework that can offer the instant settlement alternative, altered liquidity dynamics and programmable policy events. Cross-border CBDC platform, central bank direct digital currency platforms supports 24/7 instant fax transactions, reducing the settlement delay and heuristic risk, but requires the robust liquidity planning and cybersecurity. Enhanced state testing and scenario-based planning. Regulatory bodies, corporate treasuries are increasingly running the scenario-driven hedging, then linking the FX exposures to strategic planning and operational decisions. Next one will be the dynamic and layered hedging strategy. It means the firms are moving beyond the standard forward, adopting the rolling, layering the hedging programs and option callers and flexible hedges to adapt the volatility. Treasury team are also aligning the balance sheet hedging of assets liability with the strategic forecasting and automated exposure identification. Regulatory tech and compliance automation, KYC, ML, etc., are automated solutions and are now embedded in the risk workflow. Then next one will be integration of ESG and geopolitical risk. The platform now captures the ESG indicator and country risk factors such as sanction, climate instability, and the political volatility to adjust the FX exposure dynamically. The cybersecurity and digital resilience. Given the rise in the digital trading system and AI platforms, the cyber threats are major emerging risk. The banks and regulators are horizontally the cyber resilience and contingency framework in treasury system. Corporate treasury centers the excellence and technology migration. Multinationals are setting up the regional treasury centers to centralize their risk management standards tool and leverages the real-time cloud analytics across the market. The summary of table emerging as a trend overview is: one trade is AI and LM risk models, blockchain and CBDC evolution, scenario-based ESG stress testing, and dynamic and automated hedging, regulatory and technical for the compliance, then cybersecurity and system integrity, treasury centers and technical standardization. Their key features are also given here. You may go through it. But much better option is always to refer to the textbook where it is explained very clearly regarding the emerging trend overview. Now, why this matters? Because proactive risk control, strategic integration, regulatory alignment, and operational agility. These are some of the reasons. That is why it is operating. So, in short, I have tried to finish to explain you the risk management in foreign exchange or foreign exchange trade. If you do not understand, or if you less understand, or there is a confusion, I always recommend to refer the book. In book, it is very clearly and meticulously explained everything. After all, PPTs are short form of for the explaining you. So with this, we completed our discussion on the risk management in trade. Thank you very much.